Welcome to the Naturalistic Nurse Podcast with Audrey Christie, helping you shift from Band-Aid fixes to root cause resolutions that stick.
Hey friends, have you been suffering from allergies now that everything has this nice green hue? And I don't just mean the plants that Mama Earth is springing up all over the place. But I'm also talking about cars and windows and patio furniture, everything you touch, because friends, it is officially pollen season. Now, I used to be one with a runny nose and the cough and the sneezes and the watery eyes. And let me tell you, those watery eyes, I wear what I consider the most exquisite mascara. I love it, but because I'm a stickler for clean products, it is not waterproof. Which means back when I had allergies, I also had a hard time keeping that mascara on. The raccoon eyes were tragic. So as I mentioned, spring is in the air and so are allergy symptoms. And given the current climate of every sniffle or sneeze or goodness, for God forbid you cough in public, everyone assumes you have COVID-19. So it's really tough to have allergies, but man, this year makes them even tougher, both if you have to go out for essential business and also just, you know, those mind tricks. Every time you feel a little cough coming on, thinking, oh, you know, oh my gosh, I have it. I have the virus. So back when I had allergies, my fall allergies were actually way, way worse than my spring allergies. But I would love for you to let me know which are worse for you. Today, we're going to talk about those allergies, and I'm going to give you some naturalistic tips to get rid of them in the short term and also make sure they don't come back next year, too. So let's talk a little bit about what's going on in there. So seasonal allergies are something called an IgE-mediated inflammatory disorder. Remember, we talked about this back in the food sensitivities and allergies episode. That was episode 102, and I'll link that on the show notes page. Food sensitivities are IgG-mediated, right? Spring allergies are IgE, as in Edward-mediated inflammatory responses. Spring allergies happen when you encounter something like pollen, dust, or mold, and the body reacts by releasing tons of this immunoglobulin E, or IgE, antibodies. That's what it's supposed to do. Your body's doing its job. But this sets off a response that leads to the symptoms that you experience, including that histamine release, which is why you'll hear allergy meds sometimes called antihistamines. The histamine release from the cells makes everything run to try to get out of the body, right? The cells are doing its job to try to flush out whatever that invader is. In this case, we're talking about pollen. So in the short term, you have coughing and sneezing and runny nose and watery eyes. But in the long term, there's also more problems that happen. You have overall increased inflammation in the body, specifically targeted at your mucosas. Now, mucosa is the lining of many different cavities of the body. The digestive tract is one, but also the inside of the sinuses, the inside of the nose, inside of the eyes, inside of the mouth, and lots of other places on the body. So what this all means for your human suit or your kiddo's human suit is that if you have seasonal allergies, you also likely have a food sensitivity. So definitely tune back to episode 102 on food allergies, intolerances, and sensitivities here. But first, let me drop a bomb on you. Seasonal allergies aren't normal. They aren't just a part of life that you have to live with. Crazy, right? Many people follow a very similar trajectory or path. They start with seasonal allergies as kids, sometimes even babies. May or may not have had tubes. Then, depending on if tonsils and adenoids being removed was popular during their youth, then they may or may not have had those tonsils or adenoids removed. It's always a conversation. Then likely a little bit of acne as a teen. Sometimes there's some spurts of asthma in early teens. Sometimes that happens in elementary school too, but usually asthma is woven into the fabric of their medical history. Sometimes it's acute asthma. Sometimes it's chronic asthma that lasts. And then as adults, generally these kids who have gone through this, they have trouble conceiving, and then they often hit acne again in their 30s or 40s, just plain out of the blue. So I always say this is normal, but it's really not normal. However, it is common. So allergies are a symptom of something going on in your human suit. Just like a tree has many branches and roots, so do seasonal allergies. It'd be impossible to cover all of the roots, so I'm going to stick to the ones I see most often, the ones that are at least part of the problem for every case, right? And that is digestive system. So I'm going to focus on that today for the long-term healing strategy. And I'm also going to give you a lot of short-term strategies, because if you're already having symptoms this season, the only thing you can do is mask those symptoms and then be better prepared for next spring. Now, it seems odd for me to be talking digestive tract, right? But that's where the immune system lives. It's also the primary gateway of things entering your body and your blood. And, you know, some people will say, oh, well, you know, this is a chicken or the egg type situation. But it's actually really, really strongly believed that digestive issues or leaky gut comes first, then comes seasonal allergies, not seasonal allergies causing that damage in the mucosa, leading to leaky gut, leading to more seasonal allergies. Now, you can trace this back, that same history I gave you a moment ago about the kid who had tubes and adenoids and all of that. Usually this problem starts at one of two points for that child. One, either when the baby, the infant, is weaned to cow's milk, or it can be earlier than that if they were consuming a formula, like an infant formula, that had cow's milk in it. Now, with leaky gut, the gut lining becomes permeable, meaning things pass through it much more easily. And this permeability allows food and toxins and all sorts of things to leak through the intestine. And then the immune system does its job and starts the attack. So pollen comes in through other mucosa, right? It comes in through your eyes and your mouth and your nose generally. So how do the two relate? Well, if the leaky gut has the immune system already on high alert, it is much more likely to ping and remember that a pollen molecule, for example, as an enemy, right? Rather than just as natural stuff, okay? So most of the time, healing the gut, reducing inflammation in the body, heals allergies for good. There are, of course, some clients that require something a little extra. So maybe they had some other big roots like digestion in their tree of symptoms, okay? So all of that, how do you fix it? Okay, so today we're going to talk about conventional medicine, and then we're going to talk about micronutrients and nutrition for allergies. Next week, episode 111, will be about essential oils for spring allergies, and we'll also bring in that energy medicine component so that you can have all the options for both short-term and long-term solutions for your spring allergies. For short-term relief, you have a couple of options. You have, of course, conventional medicine, conventional treatment. That is just to mask the symptoms with medication every single day forever. You will find some practices that will give steroid shots or quote-unquote allergy shots. And if you check the episodes about consequences of common medications, you'll find information on using steroids in that manner. But today I just want to focus on the things that most people have access to, kind of the go-to, and that's an allergy medication, right? And so people assume because they're at the grocery store and you can buy them readily and easily, although some of them are now behind lock and key, that it's something that you can take every single day. Many people that I encounter have been on daily allergy medication for years and years and years. And that doesn't matter if it's a kid, a pediatric person, or an adult. There are so many unintended consequences of these medications long term, okay? This is not something that you can just take every day, every spring, forever. Without getting too deep onto the medication side, and I call side effects unintended consequences because they're all consequences of the medication. It just depends on which consequence that drug company has determined they will market the drug for, okay? So you'll see a lot of drugs that are marketed under label X for this and label Y for this. And it's all just those consequences, okay? So without getting too deep on this, a lot of the unintended consequences include that drugged up feeling, right? Being sleepy, foggy brained, dizziness, blurred vision, nausea. In some of older clients, it can make an enlarged prostate worse. It can make yeast infections more recurrent and worse. Bottom line is I encourage my clients to avoid allergy medication whenever possible. If you listen to my consequences of common medications, you know that there are times when acute intervention is necessary. And so I'm by no means saying if you were in an urgent or emergent or acute, that means gotta fix it now situation, that conventional medicine isn't a good option. However, the very next thing you should do is what do I do now to actually fix it? So that's where I come in, right? I most often hear, I absolutely need allergy relief, but I don't want to be doped up on allergy medication because it makes me sleepy, it makes me excited, etc. Or that same problem is happening for their kids, right? But you don't want to watch your kids suffer with the itchy, watery eyes and the runny nose. You also don't want them to be all doped up or all excited up on the medication. I don't blame you. And the good news is there's some really natural ways to get immediate spring allergy relief. So let's talk about how to do that. Firstly, micronutrients and supplements for spring allergies, okay? Now, normally I don't lead with supplements and micronutrients because I firmly believe and can prove that you can't heal the body with supplements alone, right? You can't out-supplement a bad diet. You can't out-supplement chronic alcohol use. You can't out-supplement tobacco use. But in the case of seasonal allergies, as I mentioned, you really have to address the short-term symptoms naturally while working not to need even those natural allergy remedies, right? So because if you're already having symptoms right now this spring, it's too late to fix it for good. You can start fixing it for next season, but you need help right now. And taking conventional allergy meds is just going to lead to more trouble, more symptoms next year rather than healing. Okay, so my very first recommendation is something called quercetin with bromelain. Quercetin is an extract from whole plant foods. It works to calm the immune system. And you can find this both in a chewable for kids, which tastes a little chalky, but it's not bad, or in a capsule for adults. And I'll have that linked on the show notes page at audreychristie.com/110. The second one is butterbur. Butterbur is an herb. And you can do butterbur either in a tea or in a pill form. And funny, they call it, this is just kind of a sidebar, fun history note, right? They call it butterbur. There's nothing buttery about it. It doesn't taste bad, but it's just not buttery at all. But they call it that because they used to wrap butter in the leaves from this plant way back in like the old wild, wild west days. So that's just kind of a fun sidebar note. But the extracts from butterbur are really, really great for reducing fever naturally, working with your body, nasal allergies, headaches, and it has an antihistamine effect without drowsy or speedy side effects, okay? The benefit of using things that are whole and natural and come from the earth is that whatever you choose to believe created it to be in perfect union with our human suits, okay? It doesn't have to come from a lab to heal. And what happens is it heals in conjunction with everything else going on in your body. The third one is stinging nettle. And I always include stinging nettle cautiously. It can make some people's allergies worse. If you are somebody who is super triggered by ragweed. Now, if stinging nettle grows natively where you are, if you're a listener here in North Texas, then it grows natively here, then it can be extra beneficial for you. And it's really cool how that works. But often the herbs and the plants that grow natively near us in the climate, in the area, in the energy that we live in, are the most healing for us. So you can get it in a tea or a pill form, but you only want to use it regularly for 8 weeks at a time. After about that 8 week mark, it can start having reverse effects. Okay. And then of course, the things that you need to take to keep your body and your gut and your immune system healthy all the time. These are things I recommend everyone take: vitamin D3, K2, and a healthy dose of omega-3s. Probiotics are, of course, important on that list, but depending on where you are in your nutrition life, you may or may not need to take daily probiotics. Now, that leads us right in, your nutrition life leads us right into nutrition for spring allergies. So I completely understand sometimes supplements can be cost prohibitive. And again, you absolutely cannot out-supplement a bad diet. So let's talk about doing this with food alone. It is critical to follow this information if you are taking the natural remedies and doing the energy work, because it sets the stage for long-term healing so that you don't have spring allergies next year. So the very first thing is to say no to dairy. Dairy causes a mucus reaction in all humans. And so it's critical if you're having spring allergies or you're worried about catching a respiratory virus that's going around, to say no to dairy. And this goes double down for kids who have tubes, or you're looking at getting those tonsils and adenoids removed. Keep those puppies. They're critical for the immune system. So don't let the doctor talk you into taking those. But it's absolutely 100% you have to get rid of dairy. And if you were to do the test, you'd probably find out you have a sensitivity, intolerance, or allergy to it. Good news is that test isn't necessary. All you have to do is say no to all dairy, cheese, no matter how good, how clean, how unprocessed, but all dairy for about 30 days. Try it and see. The second thing to do is eat food that contains quercetin. As I mentioned, quercetin and bromelain both come from plant foods. Quercetin is found in onions, apples, teas, berries, buckwheat, and citrus fruit. And then bromelain enhances that absorption, and that comes from pineapple. The third thing to do is to eat more vitamin C. Vitamin C is beneficial in both your immune system and in the reduction of long-term allergy use. It helps get rid of free radicals floating around in your blood. Best bets. I've already mentioned citrus, right? Right up there in the quercetin stuff. But add some red bell peppers in addition to your citrus fruit, and this is the perfect combination. So to wrap this up, I'm flipping the script this time. We are talking about micronutrients to get you the short-term relief. So supplements for spring allergies to get you the short-term relief that you need right now. And then managing that long-term plan so that next year spring allergies or fall allergies are not even on your radar. You do this by healing the gut, by making sure you're using natural remedies instead of over-the-counter medications for allergy symptoms, and by tweaking your nutrition, getting rid of dairy, and pumping up the onions and the apples and the citrus fruit and the red bell peppers in order to get your body the nutrients it needs. Next week, we're talking about essential oils for spring allergies and one of my very favorite topics, energy medicine for spring allergies. I'm going to give you all the techniques that you need in order to fully heal your body. Thanks for listening to the Naturalistic Nurse Podcast. If you'd like to contribute to this podcasting effort of getting the word out about how to shift from Band-Aid fixes to root cause resolutions that stick, be sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. I'd be oh so grateful. Be well.